This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The omnibus spending bill also includes a bundle of reforms to federal retirement savings programs. That bundle, of course, has a long name with a short but clever acronym. The Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement, or SECURE Act 2.0. It builds on 2019 legislation and is supposed to make it easier to save for your later years. The act includes several provisions that could chip away at one of the biggest disparities in retirement savings, the gender gap. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Saving for retirement is harder for women because they generally earn less over their lifetime, says Betsy Stevenson, an economist at the University of Michigan.
For a large number of reasons. Discrimination's obviously up there, but so are all sorts of forms of inequality in terms of the occupations that tend to attract women and family obligations.
She says women often have more employment gaps and gravitate to flexible work. The new legislation will make it easier for part-time workers to participate in employer-based retirement plans. And it creates a novel program to allow employers to match a percentage of an employee's student loan payments as if they were retirement contributions.
60% of our college students are women, and women have a lot more student loans than men do.
Women also live longer than men, notes Mark Ivory at the Brookings Institution.
Women have a greater need for protected, predictable, monthly lifetime retirement income that they can never outlive.
The bill makes it easier to enroll in annuities, insurance add-ons for 401ks that guarantee income for life, almost like a pension. It also adds federal funding to match low-income workers' retirement contributions and requires employer-sponsored plans to automatically enroll new employees. Shai Akabas of the Bipartisan Policy Center says that could particularly benefit women of color, whose wages lag even further behind white men.
When automatic enrollment is used, participation goes up dramatically for all workers, but especially for low and moderate income workers and workers of color.
Still, he says, more could be done for the nearly 50% of workers whose employers don't offer a retirement plan. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.